Hey guys, welcome back to our channel
podcast.
Oh my god,
it's been a long time.
We've been meaning to do the podcast for a long time,
but we haven't
gotten around to it. But now we have time.
We had time before, but we just never really.
We never wanted to do. We lost motivation. We're back on it.
Back and better than ever.
Better than ever. So. Let's do this. So, okay. A lot of things happened.
A lot of things
since
happened.
Our hiatus from our third podcast.
Yeah,
podcast
is it three? I think it's four. I think we have four.
Oh, wow,
we have a lot of like international listeners now.
Yeah, today we got our first listener from Argentina.
We have listeners from UK and Ireland.
Yeah, so I think the One Direction boys are listening.
I think so. Honestly,
I think so. It's pretty.
They
possible.
Have to be.
They have to be. Like, who else is in Britain or Ireland, you know?
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Okay, so we made a list, like, right before this, of different...
Of things that happened because we couldn't remember and we didn't want it to be, like, a whole mess.
Yeah, so first of all, we call this the pod, and we have, like, a list, so pod.
We're in the car again, our studio,
this is our
and everyone
studio.
Was like, why are you guys going in the car? So I just realized I said studio.
You just made it so much worse. It was going perfectly.
Okay, fine. We'll just leave that there.
Okay, so our first, we have a long list. So,
hold on. Before we start, I naturally go into an accent a lot. So if that happens, just don't mind it.
Quick disclaimer.
Yeah.
So we had like a lot of things happen in Harry's career
mm-hmm.
in like the past couple months. So this podcast is mainly going to be about Harry Styles
and
Harry
what happened,
Styles.
Like,
and what happened like in the past couple months, and like how we like. From our perspective, and then the next podcast, if it ever goes out, if we ever release the next podcast, it's going to be about One Direction and, like...
No, like, Louis, just, like, Liam.
Yeah,
Lyle.
Like, all their personal and their solo careers and everything. Yeah. And how it's going. So, without further ado, let's...
Oh, and Zayn.
Yeah.
I didn't mention Zayn. I said Liam, Niall,
nice,
Zayn.
Nice.
Sorry.
So, our first thing on our list is how Harry lost the VMAs and how we found out.
It was a hard thing. It was a hard
So we
night.
Were out at a picnic and during the VMAs and we don't have cable TV, so we're trying to figure out
how to watch it.
And the VMA website was not like playing it, so we couldn't watch it on there. So we tried different types of websites. We even like found like YouTube videos to see if they're live streaming
we
it.
We looked
it
not everywhere.
Working. Looked everywhere and it wasn't working. So we decided her younger brother He revealed it to us.
So we planned to have a sleepover.
So, we were having a sleepover that day. And so we got home from the picnic. It was after the VMAs.
Yeah.
And we went downstairs and went to my house. We went downstairs in the basement. And her brother was, like, said who won. And he was, like, so he showed all the contestants. And like, he showed all, like, the contestants. And then he, played a video and it showed who won. And so
I couldn't wait, so I had searched up before, and then after I searched up, I was, like, disappointed the whole time.
I didn't know.
I didn't search up the one with where he was, like, against, like, Blackpink or whatever, but I searched up the other one that you already knew.
Oh, yeah, I saw a TikTok about it, and it was, someone said the winner, and Harry was nominated for two things, and one of them was Adore You, and then one of them was Watermelon Sugar, mm-hmm. and I said Adore You lost for one of the categories. And I was so sad. And I was like, Watermelon Sugar has to win for Song of the Summer.
Yeah. Because,
like, it's the Song of the Summer. Like, it was all
it
over
really
the radio.
Is.
Like, everyone knows, like, Watermelon Sugar High. So.
High?
Yeah, it's like, everyone knows that. So, and then her brother, like, played it. And then it said Blackpink won.
And we were really upset. I'm sorry to Blackpink
stans,
we're
so, we
Harry
were heartbroken.
Is, yeah.
You know?
I really thought he was going to win. Like,
Yeah, that was really sad. And then the rest of the night was, like,
did
sad.
Did we watch This Is Us?
I think we watched This Is Us with your brother.
That's, like, oh, yeah, you're right, we did.
And so you found it, so you watched it. So she watched it recently, and she watched it. We, like, watched it on, like, this illegal website. But you watched it on, like, Amazon Prime or something?
Mm-hmm.
Would you watch
and it had, like, more. I watched it on Amazon Prime, and it had, like, more scenes that I didn't see on the other one. I'm sure people who don't watch it on illegal websites have seen, like, the full thing, but I didn't know that. So when I watched it, I was like, I've never seen this before, because I made one of my friends who's, like, just now starting to like Harry, I made her watch it. What was it? It was, like, a special day, I think.
Oh. It was the day Golden came out. No.
No. I think it wasn't a special day. I just forced her to do it anyway. But she liked it.
Yeah, and then I'm so excited because I want to watch it because I've only watched it on the legal website.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it is, so I'm so excited. We have to watch it, like, soon.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. So yeah, that's how we found out that Harry lost the VMAs and just how it revealed. Yeah. Next up in the same award show category is Grammys and Billboard. So Harry's nominated for the Grammys. I think he nominated for many Grammys. I saw his team send it to Grammy, like, voters or whatever.
Wow.
It's, like, the Academy that can only vote for Grammys.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's not, like, public.
That's sad.
So, yeah. So, he, like, sent out his, like, merch and everything and, like, showed them, like, how many things he's won and, like, he had, like, little pockets and everything. It was really mm-hmm. cute. And that was his team doing it. And then Billboard just passed, right?
Mm-hmm. Addison Rae presented
it. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you tell it.
So, he was nominated. What was he nominated for?
I don't know.
I think it was something with the charts, like top song of, I don't know, something with the charts. But Addison Rae presented it. He won. Congrats.
And then, yeah, she forgot to open the envelope.
She forgot to open the envelope. She got a lot of hate for that.
Yeah, it's so sad.
It's sad, but.
And then I thought he was gonna
at least like give a video or be there. I knew he wasn't gonna be there in person, but I thought maybe he would give a video.
Yeah.
But
oh my nothing. God. He didn't give a video. So sad. I thought that he was gonna like it's gonna pan to him like performing Golden or something.
Nah, I knew he wasn't gonna be there.
Because I saw TikTok about that and I was like, please, but it didn't happen. And there was no video. It was so sad.
So sad, but
and then
did he even say anything about winning?
I don't think so. He didn't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
So sad.
He's just that cool. Where he doesn't have to say anything. And then for the Grammys, if he wins, his birthday is the next day.
Which is so cute. So the after party is going to be so fun.
Yeah, for him.
Like, it's going to be
But let's hope he wins.
If he doesn't
I have
win.
Faith in him.
No, he has to win.
He has to win.
Like, he's multiplied. He's nominated for, like, many things, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. Are you drinking my water?
Okay. Which side did you drink from? That's it, right?
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that was cool, I guess. I really didn't think Addison was presenting it. I stayed up, like, all night waiting for his.
Like, what are the odds? My brother really likes Addison Rae, yeah. And so he wanted to watch.
I gave up, though. I couldn't, and then when he did come on, my friends were watching, so then they just told me.
Yeah.
Because I gave up. I didn't want to watch anymore.
My brother was waiting for Addison to come out. I was waiting for Harry's thing. So when she came out and she presented Harry's thing, I was like, oh my god, so funny.
Yeah.
And then, the Grammy thing's gonna be so cute. He has to win at least one.
We're gonna make him a cake.
He's become a Grammy
Because his birthday's the next day anyway.
Yeah, we're gonna make him a pink and blue cake. Mm-hmm. And then, like, happy birthday, Harry, on it. It's gonna be cute.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so cute. I'm so excited. That's January 31st.
Excited. No, December.
No, January.
Oh, yeah, I forgot his birthday's in February.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. No, I didn't forget that. I just messed up my months.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Our friend's birthday is actually the same day as
it's
his.
Same day.
She's so lucky.
She's so... Oh, my God. She... Wow.
She's living the life.
I'm so jealous.
Imagine having the same birthday as Harry Styles.
Imagine. Someone listening probably has the same birthday as him.
If you have the same birthday as him...
You're so cool.
Yeah. Go comment on our TikTok.
You're literally so...
Where it all starts. 1938.
Yeah, I think so.
Surprised I still remember that.
I know. That
was good.
Okay, next thing on our thing is Harry and how he's trending on Twitter.
He trends on Twitter for
literally
absolutely nothing.
Anything. Like, he cut his hair and then...
There was like four things trending
for
it.
And then Golden music video. Oh no, when he didn't release the time that Golden was going to come out.
Yeah.
It was like, what time was
what time?
Trending? He's like so... I was afraid he's like that famous.
Did his nails go trending too? I don't know. Probably.
But he's like, I always forget that he's like that famous.
He's so famous. But I feel like I know him personally.
I feel like we know, like we're on like a mutual like
friendship level.
But he doesn't know who I am.
But he will.
Eventually.
Hopefully.
We have a plan. We're going to meet him. You know, we're only like 5 people away from Harry Styles.
Yeah, that's great. We're both
playing. We're both playing with our hair. But we're only 5 people away from him.
Yeah.
And that's like what a small world. Like if we really tried, we could become friends with him.
We could meet him. This whole podcast would have to be gone.
Because, oh my god.
That'd just be creepy.
This podcast would be deleted from everywhere. No evidence.
Well, they don't know our names.
Yeah, no one knows our names. But they know our voices.
True.
If you meet us in real life and then, like, you're like, yeah,
no,
voice
we
sounds
actually,
similar.
We actually have accents. I wasn't faking before.
Yeah, 100%. I have an Australian accent. I have an Irish accent.
Exactly. We're just pretending to be Americans.
Exactly.
Because why not?
That's why we have more Ireland listeners.
And exactly, because that's our hometown. Dublin. Yep. Yeah.
Woo. Okay. Moving on.
But yeah, I just want to say that I'm 5 people away from Harry Styles, so I'm basically famous. We are basically famous. Anyway, but yeah, he's just, I always forget he's so famous, and like, he can get anything
twending. Oh my god, I look so, basically, you know how yesterday was Halloween?
Yeah.
So I kept seeing on TikTok, did you hear that one thing where he was like, Halloween isn't a good day?
Oh my god, I saw that, because it was like, Halloween's enough. I need to find the sound, you talk.
So yeah, it was, because Halloween, so we all know what that is, I assume.
Yes.
But yeah, and then I heard a sound, and it was him talking about how Halloween is like not a good holiday for him for that reason, and it kind of made the whole Halloween just a little bit sad.
Oh, why am I on data? Give me a second, I'm gonna find it. I found it. It's just the thing.
But he's the king of costumes.
Con six, if you're listening, I'm such a big fan.
She got duetted by Liam, right? And Shawn Mendes.
Oh, wrong one, wrong sound.
Halloween is not fun.
No.
No.
Okay, guys, I found it. So this is the sound.
Halloween is not fun. I have negative connotations with Halloween.
And the thing is, oh wait, hold on. So the TikTok says that he doesn't like Halloween because it's their last show. Their last show was on Halloween, so that's why he doesn't like it.
It's just so sad
because One Direction's last performance or one last tour show was on Halloween,
mm-hmm.
And so he says he has negative connotations with Halloween.
How their family was like dancing too?
Oh my god, family was in the front row, yes. And then he was dancing. Oh my god,
and he was wearing the gold boots, right? That was the gold boots show.
Was the gold boots show?
I think, I don't know. But the gold boots were so cool.
I don't know if those are gold boots.
It's so sad.
I literally cried yesterday because I thought of that.
Yeah,
it was so sad.
My morning was sad.
Okay, next one.
Then I had to move on.
We're only 4 in, and we're like 12 minutes in.
It's okay.
Next one. Don't Worry, Darling, in movies. She's drinking water.
I'm so excited. It's not even.
So it's confirmed that Harry Styles is. Oh, there's a squirrel.
Nice. Harry Styles is going to be in
Don't Worry, Darling, with Florence Pugh. Florence Pugh is so hot.
She's so pretty.
Like, Florence Pugh and then,
Gemma
something.
Pugh?
Pugh.
Oh, shoot. And then Gemma, what's her name? Gemma Chan.
And then,
who they've been friends for a long time.
And then there's a guy.
Nice.
There's a lot of people. But then, he's also, like, if you search up Harry Styles and it says, you press on movies, it says The Eternals.
He's in, like, a Marvel movie.
And it's a Marvel movie,
right? Movie.
And another person who's in the Marvel movie, I forgot his name, but this guy was also in Dunkirk. So it's like a little, like.
I think Angelina Jolie is in it.
No way.
Check the cast.
Okay, but yeah, there's this guy, and he's in Dunkirk. I think he was one of the main characters in Dunkirk. And he's also in The Eternals. So that's pretty cool, you know, Harry Styles.
Harry's becoming, like, a whole actor.
Yeah, and, like, he has, like, someone from his first movie. It's so
Yeah, that's nice.
With him. Okay, let me check movies. The Eternals, 2021, oh my god.
Wow.
It's really soon.
He started filming, and apparently he went and, like, shook hands with, like, everyone in the cast and helped, what did he do, help set up?
Gemma Chan is in The Eternals.
Oh.
So, the cast for The Eternals is Harry Styles, Kit Harington, Richard Madden, Angelina Jolie, Salma Hayek, Gemma Chan, Barry Keoghan. He's the one in Dunkirk. Barry Keoghan, yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Angelina Jolie and Harry Styles, wow.
Harry's gonna become like a whole like Hollywood actor.
He really is.
I'm so excited for Don't Worry, Darling. I've heard he's gonna.
To read a book on it, like based off of it.
I heard he's
in class.
Gonna have like a American accent.
I didn't read it. And then...
Oh, yeah, and his hair is going to be, like, slicked back or whatever. Back.
And then he's fashion. Also going to be, like, very, like... Like mean? An, like, yeah, like, anti-feminist or, like, anti-woman. Mm-hmm. Like, he's
like a mean person.
Yeah, but he's not. He's not, like, though. I'm not, like... He's going to probably get... He's probably going to say, like, women belong in the kitchen or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I don't want to hear that.
I can't imagine him saying that.
I don't want to hear that.
It's just acting.
It's just acting. But going back to...
I need to cut his hair for
cut his hair, which don't worry,
so
darling.
Sad. I am obsessed with his prince and long hair.
I
like,
really like his golden hair.
Literally, I was like, I really like his hair now that he's cut it. But my favorite, all-time favorite was Prince Harry and stuff. And I was pretty sad, but also really happy. So it's okay.
Ranking, I think I have to rank it. I don't know. Okay, my number one is Dunkirk. Number one is Dunkirk. Number two is, like...
His curls.
Prince. Prince, like, bandana type. Number three, Frat.
Can we just talk about how he looks like Frat Boy him?
I love his golden hair.
So many pictures. Yeah, me too.
If you guys don't, if you guys like Harry, follow, and you have Instagram, follow Harry Florals on Instagram. Because they post, like, right away, and they post, like, such good, like, updates. They post everything. But there was, like, a time that, so he was in L.A., this was recently, and this was before he cut his hair, and he, like, was wearing a mask, he was wearing a hat.
And he had a little star on his phone.
Yeah, like, and these stalkers came up, they're, like, stalking him.
No, that's not the one that I was talking about. I was talking about where he had, like, the little star on his phone.
You're
talking about the
L.A. one. But, yeah, these, like, stalkers came, they're, like, stalking him, they, like, had, like, made in the AM vinyls and Fine Line vinyls with them. And they went to his car, and they were like, can you sign this? And he, like, obviously has to sign it.
Yeah.
Like, he had to. Like, they're recording him,
but
too.
But you can tell the difference between when he's, like, with real fans and then, like, these stalkers.
Yeah. And, like, they just, like, don't respect his privacy and everything.
Yeah,
but,
it's sad.
Yeah, it's so sad. He's a good person. Like, they're not respecting his privacy. But,
He was wearing, like, the hat, and he looked also, he really looked
he
like
looked like 2013.
Boy.
And then, they asked him about, like, the Golden music video.
I know.
Like, I'm so excited for Golden. He was like, oh, yeah.
He was probably so excited for it to, like, drop
and they
stuff.
Obviously, like, knew that people knew about it, but, like, the fact that they brought it up to his face, it's just, like, why? Like, just why, like, do it? You know? I felt so bad for him. And, like, yeah. I don't know. But speaking of the Golden music video, it released! We weren't with each other when we were watching it, so we zoomed.
Yeah.
And, like, we watched it. We had each other on mute.
We did a zoom.
We had each other on mute.
Yeah.
And then we talked about it after the music video, and, like, we watched it. So you didn't want to watch it, like, right away.
Oh, yeah. At night, I was, like, so tired, and I was like, I'm not going to get up and watch it. I'll just watch it later. But then I ended up actually getting
up. Yeah, because I was like, are you literally kidding me? Like, what? Like, this is Mr. Harry Styles we're talking about. You're not going to get up. And
then, I was so tired.
I was like, they go
I woke
to
up
sleep.
Early. I woke up early at, like, 7 a.m., like, every day. And then that was going to be my one rest day.
Sleep when you're dead, okay?
And I know some people were, like, in school, too. I was, like, on a Monday. And we didn't know what time at first.
Yeah.
So then I was going to be like, well, what if I wake 12. Up? I know. I was going to be like, what if I wake up and it doesn't even drop?
Well, yeah. I was, like, so
But
sad.
I watched it.
I woke up at, like, 11 that day. Because it came out at 12 o'clock for us, and I woke up at, like, 11, and, I opened YouTube up, and I saw the photo, I was like, oh my god!
Yeah.
Like, the main photo, I was like, oh my god, he looks so good, and then
the
I was so excited.
The blue suit was, my,
the
oh my
blue,
god, the
my
blue
favorite
suit is amazing.
Scene, my favorite scene was, and, like, the first thing, like, it's, like, the first da. Like, it's, like, the,
oh, yeah.
It's, like, the beginning where he's running, and then it says golden, and then it's, like, the when he's in the blue suit, and he says da. I don't know. I really like that, and I really like when he's
you
saying
know
da da da.
He's
da.
Like crouching down, and he shakes his head
in the
water,
by,
like the water.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah that's
yeah.
my favorite.
I like that. And then
but
I
also
like
when he dances, like the little tiny dances.
Yeah, but I love the dances.
So cute.
I love when he says da da da, like when he's like mouthing like da da da.
Yeah, and moving his arms.
It's so cute. I love the blue suit. I really really like the blue
yeah.
suit. And, like the oh my, he like so cute. But I was like looking forward to it. And I kind of we like watched the premiere, and then it happened.
Was
I was so excited. And he
got
so many views. How many
he
views
got, like,
is
28
at?
Million in 4 days, but I don't know how much it's at now.
Let me check how much it's at now. I'm so happy, like, for him.
He deserves it.
He does, like, a lot of, like, literally everyone I know has watched it at least once.
I made all my friends, they all watched it, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's at 31 million.
31
Damn.
Million. Damn. Crazy.
Wait, is it back to the self-titled? why is his profile picture... Oh. On YouTube, his profile picture is self-titled photo when he's in the bath, but if you click on it, it's Fine Line. It's weird.
That's weird. I don't
31.
Know.
31. Damn. How many does Waterland Sugar have? How many views does Waterland Sugar
have? Probably has a lot.
Wait, where is it gone? Oh, here it is. Oh my god, wait, why can't I click on it? Waterland Sugar. Waterland Sugar Harry Styles. It has 139 million.
Wow. Sign of the Times is like 600 something
damn,
million.
Damn. That means famous, famous. Oh, let me pull up our list. But yeah, Golden was like really fun. And like, I really, it felt like a fever dream. Like, I felt like after it released, it like, it felt like how I would feel after a concert. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, post like concert. Like, I don't know. I just felt like so
it,
sad.
It just came out of nowhere, but it was so.
Not nowhere. Like, I think okay, not, all Harry Florals they posted.
Not when it released. It didn't, because we all knew it was coming out. But
yeah, this video's running. If you wanted to keep it a secret, you should be going through like Italy saying da 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 da.
Yeah, because the videos and stuff came out, but before the videos, it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did come out of nowhere. But yeah, also he's saying like a lot of stuff. He's.
I want to hear it on the radio.
I've heard it.
You've
once.
Heard it?
Yeah, I've heard it once.
You heard Golden on the radio?
Yeah.
I haven't heard it yet.
I've heard it once.
I really,
I was like,
really
oh my god.
It.
I've heard it once, yeah. But like he's doing so, like he's doing so much. He's the face of the 2023 arena.
That's crazy.
I don't know what that I think he invests in like invested in it or something. And then
businessman.
He like he's like the face of it. It's gonna be on 2023. I think it's in like
that's when I graduate.
It's in England, I think.
England?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's in England. But that's pretty cool. I'm so happy for him.
There was also this picture of the day he cut his hair. The way we found out was there was this picture of him and he was wearing like this Jennifer Aniston
like
t-shirt
friend, yeah.
that apparently Gemma made for
Gemma
him.
Gemma
Stitch! Which was so cute.
It was so cute. And she was like, you can't find this anywhere. Like, I did it for him.
Yeah.
I stitched it for him, which is so cute. And then, yeah, but the photos, he looks like Dunker Kim.
Yeah, his hair looked so curly in that picture. It looked really good.
Oh, it looks so. I really like the golden hair.
Yeah, me too.
I really like the golden hair. And then the merch came out.
The merch! Okay, so his merch, it's like, it's questionable.
Okay,
his,
don't be offended, but it's so ugly.
It's, no, it's not so ugly. It's just that he could do
he
better.
He has such great style. Such, like, he's one of the most fashionable celebrities
people
in the
full
world.
Time.
Yeah. But his merch, his, like, team, it's just not good.
I like the green hoodie, the golden one. That's what I
It's good,
like.
But, like, you could do better. Like, it's better than the rest. But it's still, like, not
It's just
good.
Very plain and basic. Like, it's it literally says, like, his fine line merch said, treat people
fine
with kindness.
Line. Yeah, and then,
fine line.
Like, when the golden photo came out, people were on TikTok were, like,
they were guessing,
they're
what,
guessing
like.
What it was going to look like.
Just the picture and then golden.
And it was just
it
the picture
was
and golden.
That.
So, I don't know, it's just, I don't
like,
know.
Like, I could make it myself.
Like, his merch, like, his fans' merch on, like, Etsy or something is so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Harry, like, you're spending so much money, you might as well, like, make it good.
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't like his merch. I've gotten his merch, though, so that's kind of awkward. But, story time, I got, like, his merch, but I didn't realize there was no returns or exchanges, and mine, like, came out too small because I wanted it to be, like, oversized or something. So it wasn't oversized, and, like, it fit me perfectly, and that's what I didn't want.
Yeah.
Because it fit perfectly. And, I just have it there now in my room. It's just there.
It's just decoration now.
Decoration now.
You should wear it one day. Then
I'll wear it one day if I find, like,
where
the right
Where
were
your
bottoms.
Yoga pants? Those are black. That could go.
I'll look like a bumblebee.
Oh, my God. Yellow and black go.
But it's, like, yellow. It's not, like, pastel. It's, like, that's, yellow.
What are you going to wear it with, then?
Like, gray.
Who wears yellow and gray?
Yellow and gray go.
Yellow? I've never seen anybody wear yellow and gray in my life.
Oh, I don't know, but it goes. Anyway, right okay. after the Golden music video, he tweeted for Biden. And let me read his specific tweet.
He didn't say Biden in it, though.
Yes, he did. He subtweeted Biden.
I don't know. I don't have Twitter.
Okay. Harry Styles. So he subtweeted Biden, and he said, if I could vote in America, I'd vote with kindness. I have a couple questions, Mr. Harold. How do you vote with kindness?
Okay, it's just a thing. It's just a thing that he said to make it. I don't even know how to explain it, but I understand it. And I think everyone does. Sounds like a bob.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't understand it.
I, like vote with kindness.
How do you vote with? Can you go to the voting polls with kindness? I don't understand.
You, it's like a, I don't know how to describe
you
it.
You should have said, I vote for kindness.
No, vote with kindness.
Vote for kindness makes much more sense.
But so does with.
No, with does not. Do you know the voting rules like, with vote kindness?
With kindness. Yeah, because, well, we don't need to put politics in here, but like.
Huh?
Just, I don't know. I just get it.
I don't get it. Should have vote for kindness. That would make so much more sense. So confusing.
I think you're the only one who's confused.
No, I saw TikTok and so many other people are confused and were like, I found my people because they were also really? Confused. Yeah. Some people are confused.
I'm not.
Well, I am. Okay.
Okay.
Right. And then, I hope your mom enjoyed her birthday gift.
Oh, yeah. So they got my mom this perfume. It's called Gucci Memoir and... Harry modeled for it.
Yeah, so we're out. Crazy. And then I saw the perfume and I was like, so we're looking for her mom's gift. And I saw the perfume and I was like, oh my god, we have to get this for her. It was me and my mom. And then I was like, we have to get this for her. So she was like, why? And I was like, no reason.
Because
then,
she wanted to use it.
Because now, like, it's basically ours.
Yeah, we used it.
And then so we gave it to
smells
we
really
it,
good
we
by the way
her, we gave it to her mom and her mom texted me. She's like, I love it so much, and she really liked it. And then we went to like her house a couple days ago.
As soon as she told me she got the perfume, I showed her the picture of Harry and I told her she modeled for it, and I told her that he gave it to Anne.
Yeah, he gave it to Miss Anne. Where is that? But, yeah, he modeled for it, and he looked so good while modeling.
So good.
So good. But, and Gucci, like, it was, like, that's, like, Emma Chamberlain and coffee. You know? Harry Styles and Gucci.
Like, that's his brand.
That's his brand.
Yeah.
Like, David Dobrik and Chipotle. Just, that's his brand.
David Dobrik and Chipotle?
Yeah.
He has a thing with Chipotle.
I listen to his podcast, okay? Oh.
That's nice.
Yeah. But, and then I smelt it. It's, like, such an aesthetic bottle.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
It's so cute. And
you'd
like,
see it in Kendall Jenner's kitchen.
You'd see, oh my god, Kendall Jenner's kitchen.
Her kitchen is perfect.
Kendall's has a perfect life.
We don't need to get into that right now.
I like Kendall's life. I don't like Kendall.
Okay, so, personally, I don't have a problem with her, but everyone that meets her says she's, like, rude.
I don't like her because she has such, like, a big platform. And she doesn't use it. She does use it for voting.
She just says vote.
But that's it.
I think she doesn't really do anything else.
But I love the Hadids. I love the Hadids.
The Hadids are everything.
The Hadids are so, like, I love the Hadids.
They're such great people.
They're such great people. And they do, like, they advocate and they use their voice because they have such a big platform. And Kendall Jenner has more, like, four or five times.
144 something.
Yeah, she has, like, five times as big of a platform. Bigger, like, than, like, Gigi and Bella.
Yeah.
And she doesn't do as much. And, like, I don't know, it just...
Like, she's a top model.
And I've heard
model.
She's really, really rude.
Yeah.
And, like, Harry always dates, like, toxic
I've never heard
people.
One good thing about her.
Either.
Like I can't
Harry
tell
always,
you.
Always dates, like, toxic people. Like, Harry!
Oh, my God.
Camille Cuckoo-Row.
But there's this girl in the show, Emily in Paris, and her name is Camille, and she's French. She's so
she's
pretty.
She's Harry's type.
And her character is just amazing. And I'm pretty sure she's, like, an amazing person in real life, too.
And her name's in real life is Camille, too.
Yeah.
Which and is like, if you guys watch Emily in Paris, Camille, oh my god.
She's so pretty.
And Gabrielle's also really hot. But yeah, Camille. but Camille is like, oh, she's so pretty. And like, she'd be Harry's type. And I don't know how old she is, though.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
They'd be so hot together.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they're so pretty. And then, just Harry, like, get with someone that's, like, good.
Get with a good,
that's
like,
nice
a good
person. Nice person.
But
so
whoever he's with is gonna get hate.
Yeah, and I feel so bad for that person.
Yeah, but I want it to be, like, a good person. If it's, like, a bad person...
I don't hate. I hate in my head. I don't hate in real life.
Yeah.
Like, they won't... Like, Kendall doesn't know I hate her.
Yeah.
But, it's like, she doesn't care how I feel.
No, I don't hate Kendall. I hate Camille. Because she's just overall a bad person.
Yeah, I don't hate Kendall. I just don't like her. But I hate Camille because she's just a bad person.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just something...
She's questionable. But I haven't said anything bad about her.
Yeah, so no one knows I don't like her. Like, I'm not giving her hate. I'm just giving her hate in my mind.
Exactly. You know? Sorry, Harry.
Sorry.
We know you have feelings for her, but...
I would have not liked her even if she dated... Like, before... Like, even if
before,
she...
Before, yeah. If I knew
if
she was
didn't
this
date,
person.
Yeah, even if she didn't date Harry Styles, I still would have not liked her.
I didn't know who she was before,
because she, like, idolizes a serial killer. She says the N-word. She
did that one video of, what was she moaning?
She was moaning Harry's name.
That's so weird.
That's so gross. Just, like... Like, you're a 34-year-old woman
doing
like,
that
doing
stuff.
That like I'm younger. I'm a teenager,
yeah.
And
I don't do that
stuff. I don't do that. So you should know. You have two times the experience of, like, than I do, and you don't know what's right and wrong.
And she's a model. That's bad.
She has
career.
A big problem. She still has a big platform, bigger than me, and like she's a worse
bigger
person
than a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Anyway,
so that's her.
Do we enough with the quote? I haven't done this in a long time. Enough with the quote.
Search up a quote by.
Treat people with kindness.
Yeah, treat people with kindness.
Bye.
Bye.